I was able to hear pastor and author Mark Batterson tell a wonderful story about the power of prayer, and I want to share it with you. Seems there was this ancient, eccentric old sage, and he lived outside of Jerusalem. It was like 1st century BC, and there was a devastating drought. It just threatened to destroy an entire generation, and the last of the prophets had died off like 4 centuries before. Miracles were unheard of. They seemed like a long lost memory. God just seemed like nowhere was he to be found or heard. But there was this one man named Homi. And if the people could no longer hear God, he knew and believed in his heart that God could still hear them. So he took this 6-foot staff in his hand and he began to turn around in the sand, never looking up, but he drew a circle around him. And then he dropped to his knees and he raised his hands. And with the authority of the prophet Elijah, who called down fire from heaven, he called down rain. Listen to what he said. Lord of the universe, I swear before your great name that I will not move from this circle until you have shown mercy upon your children. And it really wasn't the volume. It was his certainty. It was his authority of his tone. He did not doubt. He was humble, but he was confident. And then it happened, and rain began to fall out of heaven, and every head turned upward, Mark said, but except Homi's, his head remained bowed. So the people rejoiced, but Homi kept praying. And he said, not for such rain like this have I prayed, but for rain that will fill the pits and caverns. That sprinkle turned into a downpour. It rained so hard that people fled to the Temple Mount. And while they fled, he's still in the circle praying. And listen to it. He refined his request. Not for such rain have I prayed. Listen, but for the rain of your favor, your blessings, and your graciousness. And the rain slowed down. And it began to rain, this calm and peaceful rain with God's grace. And life returned to normal. A legend of the circle maker had been born. Mark's got a marvelous book called A Circle Maker. I encourage you to get it, read it. So this miracle couldn't be denied. He was honored for his act of boldness. So this prayer was deemed one of the most significant prayers in the history of Israel. And the legend of Homi the Circle Maker stands forever. Listen, as a testimony to the power of a single prayer from one man to change the course of history. And what do we know from James chapter 5, verse 16? The prayers of a righteous man is powerful and effective. So never underestimate the power of your prayers. Pray with boldness and certainty. Be specific. Ask God and know that God hears you, because he certainly does. In the holy name of Jesus, amen and amen.